I'm not a fan of New Year's resolutions, but I do like to take some time at the end of the year to set some goals. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Resolutions are great, except we rarely follow through on them, and they can make us feel like failures. Why not try something different this year? Decide what you want to do less, and then find something the opposite and positive that you want to do more. Then take some baby steps in that new direction. Here are a few examples of what I'm going to try to do less this year and what I want to do more of next. In 2016, I want to complain less and express appreciation more. There's something addicting about complaining. There's always something to complain about, and for many people, complaining is all they do all day. What we really need to do is focus our attention on appreciation. You might find that there are just as many things to be grateful for as there are things to complain about. I want to gossip less and praise more. You can always find a group of people in any setting who will spend their time gossiping about anyone who isn't there. They suck you into their conversations, kill your positive attitude, and cause you to join in. Learn to counter their gossip with praise. Praise someone who did something nice for you, helped you with a project at work, or offered a helping hand when you were in need. I want to procrastinate less and take more action. It's amazing how time passes by. And that project you were going to do last January never happened. And now it's a year later and you still haven't begun. Learn to have fewer objectives and get to work on them now. You'll find that you'll get more done by attempting less. I want to say less and listen more. Often we have a lot to say and we want to share our knowledge to add to the conversation. But we also need to know when it's time to be quiet and listen. People want to share their story, tell you what's going on in their lives. Give them some time to share. You'll find that they'll be more interested in what you have to say if you listen first. I want to eat less and exercise more. This coming year, I want to plan exercise into my calendar and then do it. I never miss a meal, or hardly ever, so why should I miss an opportunity to get some physical activity? Gradually, I want to tip the scales to less eating and more activity. The scale should have a smaller number by this time next year. I want to get angry less and show kindness more. Anger's a banquet and you're the entree. Anger eats away at you, destroys your health and well-being, and causes stress. Kindness is relaxing. It improves your health and well-being and calms stress. I want to judge less and accept more. We love to judge people and are annoyed by their flaws and misgivings. We need to learn to accept them, flaws and all, just as God accepts us, just as we are with all of our flaws. There are so many other things that I could add. Watch television less and read more, frown less, smile more, fear less, love more. I'm sure that you'll think of many others that you might add. This holiday season, make sure you take some time alone to think about what you want to change in your life next year. Meditate on what you want to do less and what you want to do more. Write them down and then get to work on them. Make them happen. It'll be a gradual change, and less of a negative thing is replaced with more of a positive one. Come on. You can do it. We can do it. We can all do it together. This is Tony Agnese.